Hello and welcome to the show. This is Edit Radio. I'm Andy Backhouse, and let's do this.
I know she'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be in love. Ooh. I can feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you. She'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Cause I know, cause I know, girl I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go.
An addictive song about addiction. That's The Weeknd on Edit Radio with Can't Feel My Face. It came out way back in July, and I was a bit cynical towards that song over the summer. I thought, oh, it's way too mainstream for Edit Radio. But I got re-inspired to play it by Chilly Gonzalez's amazing online masterclasses, where he basically picks apart and does an anatomy of the song, picks it apart and see where it comes from. So there's bits of reggae in there, it turns out, and bits of rock music. It's all thrown in the mix to make it a really amazing killer pop song. That's from his album Beauty Behind the Madness. So it's Andy Backhouse here on Edit Radio, the youngest presenter of Edit Radio. I'm only 12, and I'm immensely excited to play all my favourite new records. Basically, my laptop and my hard drive have been overflowing and filling up with amazing tracks, and they're about to vomit an amazing mixtape, and this is it right here. I'm really excited to see this man tonight play in London, play live. It's going to be amazing. This is Darwin Dees with his single Time Machine.
Climbing my time machine, I've been memed now. Sorry, so do you mind if we just skip to when we're friends again? What do I have to say to get you to see my way? So I want you. All I wanna do. hands with me, but now you is mad at me all the way till yesterday. It's been a long year since we've had a chat. It's gonna be a few more before you smile back. And in the meantime, we could be fine. But just buckle up and close that hatch. 'Cause all I want is you.
Darwin D's on Edit Radio with Time Machine. Rather appropriate for this 2015. Where's my goddamn hoverboard, all right? I'm pretty damn disappointed. I feel ripped off, frankly. That was Time Machine by Darwin D's. Really excited to see him live tonight. I don't want to brag, but, you know, I've been playing Darwin D's a lot on the podcast that I've been making over the years, and I discovered Darwin D's from the gutter when he released his amazing single Constellations back in, I think it was 2010. And since then, like, it's great to have him back, because I remember when I first heard Constellations, I thought, oh God, I bet he's a Romeo smug Lothario type in real life. He has this amazing voice and writes amazing songs. But then when I saw a photo of him and he has this big noodly hair and cool glasses, then you just fall in love with him even more, I think. He writes really amazing, lovable pop songs. And yeah, I'm going to be a screaming fangirl at the front row for that gig tonight. And now, on the opposite end of the spectrum, a band I saw play live a few weeks back in store at Rough Trade East. They were absolutely incredible. Here they are. This is The Garden on Edit Radio with All Smiles Over Here.
All smiles. All smiles over here. All smiles. All smiles over here. All smiles. All smiles over here. All smiles. All smiles over here.
Take your sunglasses off and then put them back on again. I've created a force field and I hope no one breaks it. This is my life and this is how I choose to live it. Take control of your life, stand up straight and shake a hand. Take your sunglasses off and then put them back on again. I've created a force field and I hope no one breaks it. This is my life and this is how I choose to live it. Take control of your life, stand up straight and shake a hand.
I sit on this grass, I sit on this grass. I look past this all, I look past this all. I focus on my toys, I focus on my toys. Shape-shifting everywhere, shape-shifting everywhere.
All smiles. All smiles over here. All smiles. All smiles over here.
Take your sunglasses off and then put them back on again. I've created a force field and I hope no one breaks it. This is my life and this is how I choose to live it. Take control of your life, stand up straight and shake a hand. Take your sunglasses off and then put them back on again. I've created a force field and I hope no one breaks it. This is my life and this is how I choose to live it. Take control of your life, stand up straight and shake a hand.
That's The Garden on Edit Radio with All Smiles over here. They're incredible last week playing in-store at Rough Trade. Normally it's like lo-fi acoustic acts playing in-store at Rough Trade, but instead you have a band like The Garden. And I remember they said they didn't talk much between their songs. They didn't mess about. They were just hit after hit after hit. And they were like, who likes surprises? And then they just tore into another song. It's really weird with their live set because it's like every song, 100% of every song just seems to be chorus after chorus. And it is full of surprises as well. It's full of like loads of eureka moments. So it will build up and then it will tear itself down and come up with a new eureka moment every 30 seconds. They are absolutely incredible. And also they have this, funnily enough, like I said, they're completely different to Darwin D's. Have you seen Darwin D's before? But between his songs, just as a little interval to kind of, you know, wind your brain down a bit and just for them to relax a little, they dance along to Destiny's Child or something and just dance around the stage in a voodoo-like circle. That's what The Garden did. They're both twins and they've got some sort of horror movie telepathy about them because they were just so in sync throughout the gig. This is Andy Backhouse on Edit Radio, and right now, this is the blissful sounds of Brianna Morella with Take Care of Me. from her album All Around Us. That's Brianna Morella on Edit Radio with Take Care of Me. This is Andy Backhouse on Edit Radio, and right now I'm going to keep the tunes rolling. This is amazing band I saw the other week. This is Born Ruffians with We Made It. Born Ruffians on Amazing Radio with We Made It from their new album Rough, which came out on Yep Rock Records. You probably know them from that T-Mobile advert, the one that goes there's that band, and they've got like something like, they're like Animal Collective or Bob Dylan. Like, they get up in the morning and have their breakfast, brush their teeth and write an amazing song until it totals up. There's like 8 records in total. They are one of the most hardworking bands out there. Like, if you work down the mines and think you work hard, think again, because Born Ruffians, they are the hardest working band around. I saw them play the other week at the 100 Club, which is a venue in London near Oxford Circus. So I elbowed out all the way, all those blooming tourists, went to see Born Ruffians, and it was so worth it. And I went on my own to the gig. I know, don't feel sorry for me. I don't want your pity. I was like a lone wolf. And I was thinking, you know, because I was going to go to the gig, I was like, oh, I could take my mate. It was a bit like, you know, the Orange. I'm all about the adverts. ka-ching. You know, product placement here on Edit Radio. But you know that advert Orange Wednesdays, where it's like you can't decide who to take to the cinema? And I was having that conundrum. I was like, oh, do I take my mate Sarah, but she'll talk throughout the gig? Or do I take Bill, but he's a metalhead, so he'll turn his nose up at Bourne Ruffians? So I thought, oh, never mind this. I'm just going to go on my own and enjoy the gig. And I did as well, because there's something about Bourne Ruffians' music. Everyone there at the end of the gig, I mean, you know what London's like, especially on public transport. And it's the same in gigs as well. Nobody talks to each other. Everyone just elbows each other out of the way. Imagine that. So rude. But by the end of the gig, this is the power of Bourne Ruffians' music. Everyone was friends. Everyone was united by their music.
Cafe Dumont, know your t-shirt in your hometown. You're a sweetheart, mom works two jobs. But your new shoes claiming you cap. But it ain't true, school know your name. You're the cool kid claiming you slept with a new girl, but they don't know. She's an angel trapped in the eye of a cruel world, should've come clean. But you're too vain, drinking till death. To avoid pain, open, she's fine. But you won't ever. Now she went up river floating far away, just so you could never see her face again. No man.
Stuck in the web of your lies, you look in your soul. It dance in the light, but you can tell it ain't cold. So tell me what is the price for all of the world? When karma catch up and knows you true to your word.
I gotta fade this wind, you know you should've climbed.
In the old world with your old man, be a loser, just call to say your goodbye. Hang up that line, promise too much, you got a flight. In the morning, start a new life. In the morning, ring is for sure, so you keep it, cash out your life. You ain't got time to waste, and you're getting old. And that grass looks greener from the other side. But once you flee the scene, you feel forgotten times that ain't coming back.
Stuck in the web of your lies, you look in your soul. So tell me what is the price for all of the world? When karma catch up, you know you're true to your word.
I gotta fade this wind, you know you should've climbed. I scattered the pieces of the frame you are inside.
This is Pell on Edit Radio with Café Du Monde from his album Limbo, which is produced by Dave Sitek from TV on the Radio fame. And it sounds so good as well. It's out on Federal Prison Records. And oh my God, I've been loving that song. Listen to it over and over again. I'm addicted to it. And right now, again, the other end of the spectrum, I've got such an eclectic taste. I know everyone says that, but I do all right. This is The Big Moon.
And the roads in my hands.
Big Moon on Edit Radio with The Roads. I love this band. I'm still struggling to reintegrate back into society after Leeds Festival and all the festivals this summer. And I think one of the big regrets I'll have in my deathbed will be not seeing this band at Leeds Festival. That's so good. Nazca Lines is back. This is a brand new single. I've waited since 2012 to hear this, but it's certainly been worth the wait. This is a brand new single taken from his album Infinite Summer, which is coming out in January on Memphis Industries. I'm going to be queuing up overnight in my sleeping bag outside my local Woolworths to get this record. This is the first single taken from it. This is Nazca Lines with Persephone Dreams on Edit Radio.
Hurry me back. chosen. Are you ready now? Do you really want the night to end? Only when I've been counting the hours here waiting for you. Are you ready now? Do you really want it all to change? Only when I've been counting the hours here waiting for you.
That's the return of Nazca Lines. This is Persephone Dreams, taken from his new album, Infinite Summer, which is coming out on the 22nd of January on Memphis Industries. Home to the likes of Field Music and Dutch Uncle, so he's in good company. It's good that he's joining that Hall of Fame, that Memphis Industries family. I think if you could convert the music of Nazca Lines into a painting, something visual before, imagine before you a painting of cinematic sci-fi metropolis from some sort of beautiful dystopia. That's the kind of music I get. That's the kind of vibe I get from Nazca Lines. But it's just like acoustic music just knocked out on the tour bus, isn't it? Nazca Lines used to be just Michael Lovett, that's his brainchild, but he's added two members to his full live band, so it's going to be an even meatier sound live, I think. I'm really, really excited to see that live. So how's it going? Sandy Backhouse here on Edit Radio, creating a lovely romantic mixtape to profess my love to you. Seeing as you're listening to Edit Radio, that's already a box ticked off my list.
Straight into you.
So good. Right now, here's Hippocampus. New signing to Transgressive Records. This is Hippocampus with Violet on Edit Radio.
Truth in lies. Fire.
Out on Transgressive Records, that's Hippocampus on Edit Radio with Violet. Oh, they were so fantastic at Leeds Festival. And like, I thought I was young being the youngest Edit Radio presenter. I thought I was eligible for a Guinness World Record. But Hippocampus, they're like 15 and 16 and 17, and they're coming over from California, and already they're that good. If that's making you think, see, they're in the same breed as Declan McKenna and Pix. How are they so young and make such amazing music? I'm sure they get cloned by some sort of genius scientist out there, like, you know, fusing together brain cells to make amazing musicians that young. If it's making you think, God, what am I doing, wasting my time in this dead-end job? I'm going to storm into my boss's office, slam my resignation form on his desk and quit my day job to chase the pop dream. Don't do that. If I were you, I wouldn't recommend it, because not many people make music as amazing as Hippocampus. Right now, this is Edit Radio, and here's some Arthur Russell. Arthur Russell on Edit Radio of Make One Two. Oh, such a beautiful, beautiful sound. That was recorded between the 70s and 90s. And then Rough Trade dug it up and released it in 2004 and put it out to the world on his album Calling Out of Context. And it sounds so ahead of its time. It sounds like a bit like Foles and Everything. And I do believe, from my Wikipedia research, that those bands are influenced by Arthur Russell. And I really want to check out the rest of that album right now. This is Andy Backhouse on Edit Radio. And here's Raymond Scott.
I've just got back to London.
That's Raymond Scott on Edit Radio with Portofino 2. He was knocking around in the early 20th century and he composed a lot of the music in Bugs Bunny and a lot of the Looney Tunes songs. But also he came up with stuff like that as well. What a beautiful sound. It makes you feel like you're swimming around in the cosmic space in the galaxy, doesn't it? Really beautiful sounds that. And I hope you've enjoyed all the songs we've been playing throughout this Edit Radio show. I've been Andy Backhouse. I do the fourth Tuesday of the month. And also check out the other podcasts as well. They're not me, but they're trying. Kev Lawson's absolutely brilliant. I worship that man. And thanks so much for listening. And right now I'm going to leave you with this. I saw this band play at the Social in London like 2 weeks back. And they closed the set with this song. They did an encore, but they officially closed their set with this song. And I thought I'd close this podcast with this song because it kind of feels like the happy ending closing credits to a rom-com, like some sort of Bridget Jones rom-com or something. And this is really, really an amazing song. It's brand new, but it's beautiful. This is by Flight. It's called Light Me Up on Edit Radio.
sparkle in kitchen sinks when the cameras flash and the models freeze and the writers block up the magazines where the boys escape from the primary classes and grow mustaches and let